Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. My name is Bilal Masadiq Bynum. I will be your host tonight, speaking to you live from Washington, D.C., along with my co-host. Brother Aziz, are you with me? Speaking to you live from Washington, D.C., Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host. Having a problem getting my co-host in? Try it again.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
Wow.
How are you this evening? How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, after my leg, I was wondering what was going on.
I bought you in a second time. First time.
Don't know what happened there.
No, me either. Me either. But,
everything.
I'm sorry, Brother Aziz.
No, sir, everything is good. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, everything's very well. How's your fasting going?
That's what I was going to ask you. It's good, brother. It's very good. I mean, I knew it was going to be a struggle, but it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Same here. So, again, where are we going to be doing?
What'd you say?
I said we're going to continue part two where we left off last week on our discussion. Business, African-Americans, the importance of African-American being in business and also making certain we control our own politics, not only federal but local politicians. Because it's very important that we participate, and it's very important that we try to put as many African Americans in political positions, both federal and locally, because we know that those who have been controlling our politics, and we've been more or less voting and leaving it, especially in our local counties, all white folks, and they want to practice white supremacy and racism. So this has been going on in our country ever since we formed the United States. Ever since 1776, when we got our independence, we got it all together. We had to fight to get it because white folks at that time was called colonists, and we know anytime you're a colonist or you've been colonized, you're no more than a slave, just like everybody else. But some reason when we all fought for our freedom and put together this democracy that we've been living by, they switched up and they decided to go white supremacists on us. And so hundreds of years, we haven't been able to get rid of white supremacy. And business and politics is what runs this country. So business and politics is what we have to make certain that we all are about to. So I know last week, Brother Aziz, we had a small audience. We're going to see if it improves tonight.
Yes.
If not, then we won't sit here and just talk to each other. We'll just go ahead and make a short evening of it. But hopefully, our audience will return and they can see the importance of having a channels of communications. It doesn't have to be New Africa, Black Belt, Wall Street, but we definitely have to have some sort of channels of communication where we can communicate and share our opinions and our ideas, because no one else
That's
is going to...
That's absolutely right, bro.
Yeah, no one else is going to
tell
us.
Absolutely right.
So we're going to do what we can to continue the channels of communications. But at the same time, if there is not an interest, then you know, there is no sense in. We've been doing this now for 8 years, and not only our time but our monies to keep this show alive. But if the public don't see a need for it, then of course we don't see a need for it. But again, business and politics, and we're going to have open mic. So anyone who has anything that they wish to talk about this evening, our open mic is going to welcome you to discuss whatever your concerns are. Hopefully, it would, especially in business or in whatever it is in politics that you see needs to be discussed. Brother Aziz, I am going to switch it over to you so you can make your general comments, and that, we'll continue the comments until we see what our audience look like. So, Brother Aziz.
All right. Yes, Brother Bilal. I was going to say today, dealing first of all with what you were saying about politics, I was reading today about how when Trump was when Biden was president, he wasn't able to appoint Supreme Court judges because the so-called Republicans, not people working for the country, the so-called Republicans wanted a stalwart and hold things up. Till another president got in, till a Republican president. And it was 18 months, brother, that those scoundrels did that, and they held back. And then as soon as Trump got in, since when he was in office, the 4 years, he appointed three Republican, that's the way they say, Republican Supreme Court justices, whom all had discrepancies. But the so-called Republican Congress and that, and Senate, they went on and made laws wherein these guys could get passed by without going through the qualifications examination and all that, you know. And it's gotten to be out of hand wherein it's just like that fool that I told you about when I was down in Texas that told me that, did you know that Biden was not really the president, that Trump was still the president, and that pretty soon you're going to find out that the capital of the United States is going to be in Texas. And, I mean, this is some person. I'm at a person's store, and they just liberally tell me that in their store, you know, Caucasian, of course. And I'm saying, look at the madness in this country. I mean, a great majority of Americans are out of their damn mind. They really need some counseling, because the evil and the wrongdoing and the lies and that have consumed their way of thinking, so this is all they believe in, is this corrupt stuff. And it's really a problem with America, because it's not only the politics is what make business in this country. That's what's made business so far, because people that were in business because of the need in the communities for businesses, for certain needs, we had certain needs in that. There were people that was trying to do good and do good for the community and that. But things changed up wherein the politicians start making laws and regulations and things that control how businesses operate. And it wasn't to control how businesses operate from a corrupt side of things. It was to give them more power over the small business person, wherein here comes a bigger business and they are going to get more benefits than a small businessman, and they run the small businessman out of business. But this so-called stuff about Republicans and Democrats, it's out of hand. It's gotten out of hand. When are we going to have a party of politicians that competing against one another to see who can do the best for the American people, not who can do best for these major business corporations and that. They just rob us back and forth, you know. But, you actually say, as soon as some callers call in, we'll let them on the line and speak. But until then, we're speaking, you know. And that's the problem with a lot of the people is that they don't care what's going on or what the leaders do until it affects them directly. And once it hits them directly, it's too late to say anything about it. We see a lot of the businesses folding up. Like I say, a lot of the police departments in the country, they're short of staff. And it's a good reason why nobody wants to be a police no more except these racists. They're the only ones, and the only reason a lot of them can't be a police officer is because of their background, their records. Their records won't allow them because they've had all kind of criminal activities before applying for this job. And this is a dream come true for them, to be the taskmaster over the plantation, over the town and that of these people. I'm really disappointed. As a matter of fact, I'm saddened to be a combat veteran of the United States Marine Corps, like you're a combat veteran of the United States Army, and you done put your life on the line. I didn't get a Purple Heart like you, Bilal. I did not get wounded in combat like you. And to get wounded in combat, to shed blood for this country, and to see what's going on today, it's an atrocity to all African-Americans that were in combat fighting for this America. This America. It's shameful. It's sinful. It's sinful for us to do this. The same beliefs that these people have, that they believe in some creator or some God that's supposed to be looking over everything, I don't think they have that. I don't think the majority of Americans have that consciousness right now. It's almost like what they call the devil, or what we say, Shaitan, the proprietor of evil. It's just taking over. You got people that just want to stop you. You got white women just want to stop you from seeing you doing something and say, stop that, you can't do that. You're threatening to me. Threatening? How am I threatening you when I'm telling you that you're doing something wrong, miss, and I'm asking you to correct that, and I'm threatening your life? All this kind of behavior and that's what affects businesses in our community, businesses in the country. Today I read the United States to send another $300 million to help the people in the Ukraine. I wonder, has the United States government drove around here and looked at these streets and seen these people laying right around? That was the one thing I couldn't believe when I went to Washington, D.C., to see people sleeping on the streets, sleeping on steam grates. I didn't expect to come to the nation's capital and see poverty like it existed. So I know if it exists like this in the nation's capital, the rest of the country is looking in bad shape. Miami, Florida, for example. If anyone that's listening has been down to Miami, Florida in the last 15 or 20 years, they've noticed that down in Miami, Florida, out from the airports, along all of the crosswalks and under all the bridges, are not hundreds of people, brother, thousands of people sleeping out because they're homeless. That clown or idiot they have down in Florida that's supposed to be the governor, Santos, he is one corrupt individual. And to talk about homelessness or sending, like he sent all of those immigrants up to New Hampshire in front of, and sent busloads in front of D.C. to Vice President Kamala Harris's house and that. What kind of stuff is this? Things have never been so dirty and corrupt in this country nowadays, ever as it was before. You know, and it's hurting us all the way around, you know, especially our young black youth and the education they're getting and what they're looking at that's happening in the communities all around. It's kind of disappointing to them, and that's why we have our show every week to try to encourage and promote young blacks as well as African American young blacks and African Americans or African Americans that have money that want to go into business and put businesses in their neighborhood. This is what we try to do is encourage that because it's a need. When you start living in a community and you don't see nobody in your community in business, but the majority of the community is the kind of people who look like you, it's something wrong. And one of the reasons why something is wrong is because of the system. Yeah. Systematic racism. We had the president, we had the secretary of the Veterans Administration along with the president of the United States come on a month ago or maybe a month and a half ago and say that they know, not that they just found out, that they know African Americans have been discriminated against, veterans have been discriminated against, and they want to look into it and try to wreck it straight some of it up. Well, I'm here to tell you, I was out of the military over 35 years before I was able to get help from the VA to get what I deserved. 35 years.
Yep.
And I know, Brother Bilal, you've been out a long time, too,
yep,
to get your benefits from the government. I mean, you know, we're dealing with our people have got to wake up and change. I don't know how many millions of African Americans have got into the military thinking that was the route to help them be able to get success in this country and get an opportunity. As you were stating earlier, my brother, about the redlining, that the government is actually the one that started redlining, not racism from individual people. The racist government at that time started that redlining of our communities. And in a sense, it hasn't stopped because the same bankers are the same people that have been in the banking industry all along and been calling the shots. They're the same people that have been the head of the Treasury Department all along, the head of the banking. And most people don't know that the United States government, the taxes that we pay to the federal government and that money goes not to the federal government, it goes to the bank that loan the federal government money to operate. And that's where you can find the majority of the corruption in those banks that loan the federal government money. Those banks don't have no law controlling them. But the federal government makes laws to control itself, and they follow the instructions from those banks. Well, we're going to raise the interest rates. We're going to lower the interest rates. We're going to loan you this amount of money for this here. It's really out of hand. And I don't know how much more conscientious Americans, God-fearing Americans can accept this kind of behavior. Because they say people that call themselves atheists and things like that they don't believe in no creator and that the first time they get in trouble, that's the first words they say out of their mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you know. You know, America, we don't want America to fall to the wayside. We live here. And it's something we have to do. It's nothing but promote businesses in our community, get people in our community, invest together in our community. As the model that you elected for us to start this program out years ago, many years ago, Brother Bilal, it's like what one can't do, many can. And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's what we need. We need that more than ever now because we're definitely on life support, as Brother Sam Harris has said some time ago, that we are on, our community is on life support. And it's just sad. And then, you know, Brother Bilal, I'm just not through with it. I'm just to the point of disappointment that it arises to the level of just angry about what's going on, but not to the point to go out and take it out on someone and things like that. It's just people should be angry about what's going on and trying to find a solution to better our community. You know, I know that certain religious groups in the country, they have their beliefs and things that they do, but all of them should be prone towards trying to do good. What's the best for the community? And that's where all these different people, these religious groups that say they have these differences in one another, their beliefs can't be gone so far that they can't join in with other people, no matter who they are, that's trying to do good and right things for their community, for themselves, their community, and for the country. We hear all this here. There's too many people that bought into what we do, a lot of stuff we're doing for America. No, we aren't. You got to see who's running America. And who's running America can be challenged, and it can be turned around. They've been running America for too long, too long. And when they find weak-minded people, they know how to infuse that kind of thinking into these weak-minded people's heads, and now all of a sudden they got a bunch of slaves. They got a bunch of slaves that they don't have to put no physical shackles on. They don't have to. They don't have to stay on the plantation all night. They just got their minds thinking and doing the things that they want them to do and supporting the evil going out there. So if any African-American brothers and sisters are listening, wherever you are in the world, the only way you're going to free yourself is to go into business. Go into business together. And when you do that, you're going to start seeing some freedom.
I was going to say,
that's what I kind of wanted to start off on tonight, brother, because, you know, what really got me upset was the fact that I'm reading this article about these three Supreme Court judges, and then you hear about what Clarence Thomas done, how corrupted he is. The only reason they're leaving him there as an African-American is because he is one of their boys. Mm-hmm. And he's been against everything that would support African-Americans.
Yeah, about it.
But that's what I wanted to start out, Brother Bilal, with that.
Well, a good opening. I see that you made some very serious points there, but I do want to say, though, Brother Aziz, that I think one of our directors, Sister Sasha, might be with us. We're going to take Sister Sasha. Are you with us?
I sure am. I'm from Lakeham. How are you all doing?
Sister,
well,
how are you doing?
I'm good.
And Brother Aziz, I don't know if you talked to Sister Aisha, but she is, you know, since she caught that COVID thing, for some reason she just can't kick that thing. So our prayers is definitely
the symptoms
the
symptoms are really, really they're sticking with her, and so inshallah, you know, she's gonna recover. She doesn't have the virus anymore, alhamdulillah, but you know, it's just the symptoms. The symptoms are lingering. You know. But in general she's doing well. She's doing much, much better. But I'm telling you, Brother Aziz, you opened up with a powerful platform, and I think that was, and not only an eye opener, but it was a cold shower that everyone needed to take for a moment, you know, to kind of get the rose colored glasses off. And most certainly, that is definitely what's happening. Everything that you're saying, and one thing that it brings attention to me is, we as people of color, I should say that, and however you identify, but especially Black Americans, African Americans, we were never really truly included. So when they act this way, when you say, you know, if people were conscious about the community or conscious about the people, when you're excluded from the table, when you're excluded from the planning, when you're excluded from the promise, you know, this is what it looks like. And there's a subgroup of Americans that have always been included. And behind closed doors, they've had these conversations. And so Trump has made them feel empowered to come outside from the closed doors and say it publicly because they will be validated. And that's proven on what they did on January 6th. I didn't care who was there. They wanted to have their say, and their actions prove that. based off of what they wanted to believe and what he said. And that's just going to be more and more pervasive. You know, one thing, and then within my generation, you know, we're looking at options. We understand, and we were taught the history of our people in this country and what our people have done for this country. One thing has been a common conversation has been, but where is the validation as a whole from the work that our ancestors did, that our forefathers did? From what you were saying, Brother Aziz, about the sacrifices you and Brother Bilal made in the military. My father was a veteran, is a veteran as well. And that's a constant fight that they, that your subgroup has to do to say, hey, we are on the same level as a white veteran of this country and such. So those conversations are still had, whereas the option to validate ourselves outside of this country in business, in international-based business, is open and becoming more and more prevalent. And this is not in a way to say, you know, do away with America. No, this is our home, and it's our home because we've made it our home in spite of the circumstances, how we got here. We made it our home, so we have every right. But right, understanding that our understanding options is also a good thing for us as well, right? So having business, doing business here, but being able to expand and be more prolific in business outside of the United States, it's a win-win for Black Americans. And it's easier than we think it is, but it's a win-win. And that's always going to be my platform as far as promoting that to a T. But most certainly, I think you've opened up the conversation to some really good comments. And I hope those who are listening are you know, want to chime in and give their opinion, because it's definitely welcome. So thank you again.
Yes, thank you, Sister Shell. Thank you.
Brother Aziz, both of you, we will just speak anytime we want to speak. And like I said, our audience, if ever since we came back on and we've been having a low audience so far, but like I said, we will continue, and we will continue to promote, and hopefully we'll get our audience back. But I guess after you're out for about 30 days, sometimes, it's like any kind of business. When you you close your shop for 30 days, your clients might take them a moment to get back to you. But in any case, go ahead and do our due diligence and talk about, like I said, the things that we think that are important and the things that we think that can help our communities. But the biggest thing is that, like I said, the channels of communications, and it doesn't have to be our show, but I know that as African Americans, we have to communicate with each other. Hard for us to have those channels because we don't have the TV channels. We don't have different channels as to where we can say that we have a large audience of African Americans as to where we can speak about our situation that has been intentionally taken away from us, and it's been intentionally to be taken. They don't want us to have this open communications because, again, we would get to know each other too well. And so, again, we will continue we will continue our work. And Sister Sasha, you're absolutely right. When it comes to business, we as African Americans are wide open for doing business in our own Black community here in the United States. And we're also very interested, extremely interested in doing business in our motherland, which is Africa. We because, again, like we've always said, like I've always considered, African Americans could stop a lot of problems that I think Africans are having. And you can see the condition, some of those problems that is going right on right now in Sudan. Again, and I know it's all about economics. Yes, I would love to see African Americans doing business in many parts of that huge continent in our motherland, Africa. And so, Sister Sasha, we look forward to you. As a matter of fact, you are our director when it comes to doing business in Africa. We look forward to going through you. And, of course, from there we would be able to inform, because you've been there. You've studied. You've educated there. You have facts that you can bring us. Many of us has never been to Africa. Many African Americans know nothing at all of it. We just know we're African Americans, and we give ourselves that particular recognition, African Americans. But the average African American know nothing at all about being an African. And nothing at all about what's going on in Africa. So I look forward to the relationship that we can have in Africa, and I look forward to the business opportunities that Africans and African-Americans can present to each other. Because here, but at the same time, our African-American communities must go back to the business plan that Booker T. Washington and the business plan that the Black Belt Business Associations that rang through from Texas throughout the South all the way up to many parts of Chicago and New York. And we know the history, but we also know the success. During the time of segregation, we were some of the most, that was our biggest, richest, most industrial time that we've had in America. Was staying in our communities, business. We had our own banks. We had our own, I mean, you name it. Everything that we have it now in integrated communities, all of those business at one time was in our own communities. We need to bring that power back, that economical power back to our communities. It was taken away by a promise of integration, but we know that promise of integration was no more than a trick, and an economical trick. And that economical trick, Brother Aziz, is the reason why you saw, when we came home from the war, and we know coming home from the war, we made it. And I came home with a purple heart because of getting wounded. But we both know that there are a lot of black young guys, 19, 20, 21 years old, they all in the graves. They died for this
country. Right.
And we watched them die for this country.
Yep.
And we're not going to forget them. They will never be forgotten, because
that's right.
If it wasn't for us all fighting for each other, none of us would have made it. So the ones who died is the reasons why we are alive. But at the same time, to come back and see how the United States treat not only veterans and Americans, but all African Americans, because that's who we was fighting for, the democracy, our democracy. And that democracy, as a matter of fact, right now is threatened. We have a debt ceiling. Where in just a few more weeks, your dollar bill may not be worth nothing. If we default on paying our bills to the entire world, because the entire world has been more or less industrialized on the American dollar, and they have put so much money into America because America's economics have given them great returns. As a matter of fact, most nations can't even use their own currency to do business outside of their own region. They have to use American dollars. They're forced to use American dollars. And so now here it is, America is saying, you have invested, not so much invested, you have loaned America everything, all of your economics, all of your currency, you've turned it over to America, and now America is saying we're not going to pay you what we owe you, which means that everyone goes into default. Our ratings that we have now, which is a AA and a AAA ratings, could go down to Bs, Cs, and do you realize within a couple more weeks, federal employees will not be paid. Veterans, Social Security, nothing will be paid because, again, America doesn't have a budget because there is no monies in the budget. So, and this is all because white folks, one call themselves Democrats and the other one call themselves Republicans, they're holding this entire country as hostage, saying that if you won't give me what I want, then I am not going to take care of the obligations of this country, and I'll let this country go into default, which means most of the industrialized world will go into default. Do you realize the damage that America will do for itself, and you realize the damage that will be caused throughout the world? We are living in our democracy, again, when you start talking about January the 6th, another January 6th is getting ready to come up, and it's called defaulting on our obligations. We are living in some ugly times, but at the same time, I don't know what to really say because, again, if the American dollars becomes invaluable, there is nothing now to take as far as enhancing our economical situation. I'm talking about African Americans, and then all the plannings that we're planning on, not only in our own communities, but the plannings that we're talking about in Africa. But at the same time, I just don't know. I when it comes to, because again, we're talking about more or less going into a second depression, a depression that was worse than the ones we had during the early 20s. So we, when it comes to this hate that these white supremacists have, it is very, very destructive. That's why if we can, and we will, I just don't see this country, I don't see this country really having its, because when it comes to a capital, we are a capitalist society. And so, which means if we don't have money, the United States is nothing. And do you realize what would happen as far as the barbarian ways that would come out from all of these nations when, you're talking about a dog-eat-dog situation, and it would be some very dangerous times. I can't see that really, really happening, but I can see where it's right at our doorsteps. And it's not a pretty picture, because number one, once you, if you have your ratings taken away in those ratings, it takes a long time to repair ratings. So again, it's almost like your credit score. Once your credit score go down to, let's say, around 300 or the low 400s or 500s, it takes a long time to get your credit ratings back to where it's going to be in the high 600s or the 700s. And then, of course, in higher scores, it takes a long time to repair that. And so the same thing would be true if we defaulted on our obligations, and those obligations is not only to this country, but to the entire world, because the dollar bill, our dollar bill, is the strongest currency in the entire world. So so that's what I mean about having channels of communications and having experts such as you two and others to come on and share very important ideas that can always help our communities. Because we don't come on this radio station to help ourselves. There is no economical values that we have had, and our brother Aziz, we've been on there for 8 years. How much money have you made in 8 years from coming on this show?
Not a penny.
Not one dime. And the same thing with me. But again, that's not the reason we come on. We come on to seek to make, if there is a dollar bill to be made, we want to make it jointly with our communities.
Yes.
So again, that's we will continue to do our communications, but like I said, it's up to our communities, because we've been talking about this now for a long time, and and I don't see where our not only have we been talking, but we've had folks from all in many different states have come on and talked and shared their business ideas, their political ideas, and I don't see where it's being promoted at all. But again,
mm-hmm.
we know the importance of continuing. So again, like I said, I'm looking at our studio right now. Audience again is very low, but again, we will build that back up. I know what it takes. It takes any. I don't care whether you're a non-profit business or a profit-making business. It takes money to grow, and of course, I know that again. I am going to, or we are going to have to go out, and we're going to have to advertise the way we were doing. Advertisement costs monies, but that's what we were doing before we advertised, and that's why we got the 300 audience participations every week, because we had to go out and we had to advertise our shows and what we are presenting. And we've been, like I said, we've been out for 30 days. We're back on. We've been back on, and this is our third week. But I haven't advertised. Brother Aziz, none of us have did any promotions. But
right.
We have to run this business association the same way we run our private business. And there's a cost to do that. But nevertheless, I think it's worth it. And I will be advertising our shows for the following weeks, and we should be bringing our audience back because of the advertisement that we're paying to advertise. And I ask all of you to also try to be as informative as you can about telling others about coming on the show and speaking, giving their opinion. Remember, we are network marketing, and we are a business identification, and we are also an identification to each other just in general. So I thank you too, and I ask you too, to join right on it. Join in. You don't. It's an open mic. I am giving my opinion on things, but we welcome yours, and I like to say we welcome our audience, but we don't have that much of an audience. So again, we're going to there's no need in us just talking to each other. That ain't going to promote very much. So we will have a short show tonight, but we see that we have to promote our show. We have to promote our show. So that's the way it's going to be. Again, Brother Aziz, that's the way it's going to be, Brother Aziz and Sister Sasha. We're going to give it a short tonight, but things will pick up because we have to go back to put monies back into our business, and I will see to it that we start doing that. So again, you two, we got about 15 more minutes. I'm going to turn it back over to you two, and we'll talk. I don't know. Of course, you know, we have the internet. So our internet listeners are those listening from all over the world. So only way I know our participation on the internet is when our show ends and I go into our archives and I see what our statistics is telling us. But we know we have usually have a large audience on our internet shows. So we're going to take it on up to 1 hour. We won't go our full 2 hours because of our I don't see where our call-in audience is there. So you two, whatever comments you have, I'm going to turn it back over to you two.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. And definitely, you know, we'll definitely get back to the way it was. Definitely when I joined on, it was the audience participation and the attendance was one of a kind, so we could definitely get back there. And I'm definitely committed to spreading the word and getting the energy and the movement out about international-based business and just how easy it is and how we as a people, we're entitled to that. We are entitled to that, and I use that word entitled because in my experience on the continent in various countries, they want to learn from us. They want to learn and partner with us. They know what they don't know, if that makes any sense. And they see all these other nationalities and ethnic groups and countries coming in and taking advantage of them. They just don't know how to, one, they don't know how to stop it, and two, how to really do to value their commodities, their resources. They don't know because those who are coming into the country, they're not trying to teach them. Of course not. Why would you want to teach somebody you're trying to take from, right? You don't want them to be empowered in order to stand up and stand against it. But they have a trusting relationship and wanting for the Black American to say, no, this is your home, this is your land, this is your home as well. Would you want these countries, would you want these people to continue to do this if it was your home? And we have that right. We're entitled to that. The movement right now is more and more political figures in these countries, presidents, ambassadors, and so on, they are not only encouraging Black Americans to come on, they're offering incentives like land or citizenship or business acumen, just whatever it takes to get the attention of the Black Americans, say, come on, you can do this over here. And I think that we as a people, we are entitled to pay attention to it and see what it is and how we can benefit from it. And benefit from it on multiple and multiple levels. So more to come with that. I'm definitely excited about that movement and just as I continue to work in the on the continent with that and with what I'm doing, just passing on that information to the listeners. So,
Well, like I said, sister, when it comes to Africa and our participating because the dual citizenship would be wonderful. And I think African Americans, that once they got knowledge, and the best way to get the knowledge is really to travel and visit Africa, visit the places that we will be talking about. And we're going to see to it that many of them can visit as soon as we get the participation that we see we have, because we have to find a way to get out of this mess that we're in here in America. When it comes to this here white folks, I mean, these folks can't even get along with themselves. They're barbarians with each other. And like you said, that mess is going on in Ukraine. This is what these barbarians are all about. And this could easily be going on right here in this country. Why do you think they would want Donald Trump to come back in office and be their president? Can you imagine, you know, and they don't care nothing about, I mean, look at all the things that this man is going through. He's on the news every day, and every crime that you can think of, this man has been associated with. I mean, I can't think of one crime that goes on that Donald Trump hasn't been associated with, and this is somebody that you want in office. So again, said, I'm like you, Brother Isaac. I'm almost hard to find the words to describe. I mean, especially when everything is so negative. There is nothing godly. There is nothing good. They don't even want to. They don't. I mean, when do these folks ever talk about anything good? When do we even mention the word good? Brother Aziz, any comments for you two? We got a few more minutes, and then we're going to we're not going to go 2 hours. We're just going to go to 1 hour, and then we will. As a matter of fact, I think prayer is around 8 o'clock, so we'll be a closing down time and have to go ahead and do prayer. So I look forward to that. So, Brother Isaiah, any comments or Sister any closing comments either you want to make, you can go ahead and make them now, and we'll get prepared to close them.
Yeah, so I would like to say that hopefully we'll get into a discussion upcoming soon on banks itself and who controls the banks, because that's one of the things that people need to know, that how these banks control our government. You know, they don't know that the Federal Reserve Bank is not a government bank at all. It's a number of banks that come together in unison to loan the U.S. government money so that the U.S. government can operate. What we need to know is, and our people need to know, is who own those banks. Who are those banks that loan the federal government money? And then you start getting into some of the root of the problem. Because the biggest root of the problem is, of course, the mentality that the people have that vote for people like people that are corrupt and that are criminal. You know, it's like anybody else that you would see that has a reputation, rape charges on them, money laundering, you know, just everything you could think of. A person like that, if he was African-American, he couldn't hold now one office in this country, not one, and would be looked down on. But, you know, being that we see who the majority of the people are in this country, that is why things go like that, because the majority is running things, in a sense, the majority. And the only way we can get the majority to come this way is expose things. That's the worst thing that Satan or the devil wants, is to be exposed. Once they're exposed, people can see what's happening, why it's happening that way, and a lot of the things will stop. So if we get a chance sometime soon, I'd like to talk about the banking system and who owns the banks that loans the money to the federal government.
Brother Aziz, if you don't mind, let me inform you of a couple of things on what you're saying there. The federal government, and so this is what I mean about defaulting on our debt. The federal government, remember, prints its own money.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to guarantee our monies, but our industrialization itself, but the federal government prints its own money. Then once the money is printed, once they print the monies, they then now say, this is what our costs for to distribute the monies to the bank. And our costs at this time, the interest rates right now, is close to 6%. That's what the federal government is charging for the monies to go to the banks. So the banks now are borrowing monies at a very, very high rate. So which means that as a bank, Chase Manhattan, let's say Chase borrows monies, billions or trillions of dollars, at a 6% rate, they are going to have to charge, in order for them to make a return on their monies, about 8% to loan the monies to its lenders. It's the banks and what's happening right now with the banks. The bank, because the interest rates are so high for them to borrow monies, most of the banks are not as borrowing as much as they would like to borrow because of their costs. And then, of course, when they get the monies from the banks, they have to charge their lenders, or those who are getting monies from the bank, 8%, and this is for the folks with good credit. But the ones whose credit is a little worse, their interest rates could be 9, 10% or even higher. So, again, the cost of borrowing monies is a very high cost. This is what this inflation thing is all about. So, again, in order to... in order to pull down the inflation, the government is trying to control the spendings, because when the interest rates was at 2.5% or 3%, everybody was spending a large amount, buying up everything. So the spendings got out. And so now the government is saying we have to control the spendings and get because so much money is being spent. And not only that, remember, Biden got in office and he allocated trillions of dollars after that COVID thing. And you had folks that was on welfare that was making $500 a month. Now they was receiving $5,000 because they got so much money for every kid. In other words, there was a large amount of money is being allocated and put out there. So, again, our debt ceiling is sky high. And so the Republicans are saying we got to bring this debt ceiling down, and so is everybody saying we got to bring the debt ceiling down. But at the same time, the a stimulus package that the Biden administration put out is going to, and it's already doing a very good job, because we got everybody, a large employment rate. We got a lot of industrialization going on, and this is going to bring down, this will give us a chance to pay off our debt. In other words, like the old saying, you say, you have to spend money in order to make money. And so this is what's going on. We're spending a lot of monies, but there's a lot of monies to be made from what we're spending. But the Republican Party don't want the Biden administration to be successful, so they're doing everything they can. This is what I mean about the Democrats and the white Democrats and white Republicans. It has nothing to do with the United States and trying to do the right thing in our country. We're all working together. No, it has to do with I don't want you to be successful. We are Donald Trump's folks. We want to go whatever negative, we don't care what it costs. We're not trying to do anything right. And so now we're at a point where that the banks could be in default. Matter of fact, we just had one of the largest banks in this country to go into default just a couple of days ago. And that, of course, it's coming from fraud. All kinds of fraud is going on because everybody is if I can't make money, I'm going to steal the money. But no, when it comes to banks and where the banks get their monies, we get our monies because we simply make the monies, and the dollar bill is the most valuable. The dollar bill is more valuable than gold. The dollar bill is more valuable than all the assets and all the minerals that they have in Africa. The dollar bill, but we ain't got nothing at all to bag that dollar bill. Mm-hmm. But our industrialization, how industrialized America is, that industrialization is being threatened. That's what I mean. If we go into default, and the dollar bill goes to invaluable, how do you get the dollar bill valuable again? Especially when not only here in America, but throughout the world, because everybody's monies now is devalued. Why? Because everybody's in debt. To the United States, and they're looking for the United States to pay them back what the United States has taken from them, because they've been trying to survive off the dollar bill. They can't survive off their own currency. So now that the dollar bill goes into default, your currency is trying to pay off a debt that you don't have monies to pay in your own country. Everybody is in default, and it's dog eat dog. So that's what's happening as far as the banks. The whole thing, like I said, here in this country, is you have this white supremacy, and this white supremacy is why we're just about it's absolutely crazy. There is no reason why this country shouldn't be the leaders we've always been, but we're tearing each other down. We're tearing each other apart, all because someone favors someone like Donald Trump. So, with that said, brother, like I said, we ain't going to stay on tonight, but living in Like, that's why I said, Sister Sasha, dual citizenship in Africa, or whatever we can do, bringing economics. If we come through this thing, now can you see the importance of African Americans building up their own economics? Because if we don't, we will perish, and we'll be the first to perish. If we don't build up our own economics. So, Brother Aziz, we're going to finish it right here, and we'll be back on next week at the same time. As-salamu alaykum.
Turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walked away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back. to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you. I'm being fair. What you're giving to me? I'm giving the love that I have to someone special. And it might be you. If you deserve it, able to share. We together anywhere, I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you giving to me?
what you get.